Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Severe weather overnight's been blamed for 3 deaths in North Dakota, but tens of millions of people will be dealing with dangerous heat over the next several days. Meteorologist Greg Dutcher from WLS in Chicago says,
where does the heat spread for today? It's across the entire Midwest. It's out to the eastern fringe of the Rocky Mountains and then all the way out to the eastern U.S. too, with Chicago hitting possibly 105 degrees when you factor in the heat index today.
President Trump plans to meet with his National Security Council as he weighs U.S. involvement in the Iran-Israel war. Israel overnight said it intercepted 40 Iranian drones. Iran says more than 400 people have been killed since the fighting began. Vice President J.D. Vance thanked Marines and military personnel working on immigration raids in Southern California. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass said he was justifying a stunt. And 8 people were killed in a ballooning accident in southern Brazil. This is ABC News. One group of cyber experts say billions of passwords have been compromised. ABC's Phil Lipoff has details.
Cybersecurity experts claim that as many as 16 billion with a B login credentials have possibly been leaked, giving criminals unprecedented access to accounts consumers use each and every day. Cyber News is this company, publishing a report this week saying it recently discovered 30 exposed data sets.
Meanwhile, law enforcement around the country is warning people to be alert for phone scams. Police in Oakland County, Michigan say they're seeing a rise in phone scammers telling people they did not appear for jury duty and must pay a penalty. Sheriff Michael Bouchard says not only is one giveaway the urgency scammers demanding money immediately, but also,
don't fall for it. We're not asking for money over the phone. Never will.
Graduation season coming to an end, one New York high school doubling down as graduation at Long Island's Plainview Old Bethpage boasts 15 sets of twins. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
There is a heat advisory from noon today through 9 tomorrow evening for the entire WRCL listening area. Heat index values could reach near 105 during the afternoons and hold near 80 at night. Partly sunny today, breezy, hot, and muggy with a high of 94, winds south-southwest 15 to 25 and gusty. Mainly clear tonight, unusually warm and sticky, low 75, winds south-southwest 10 to 15, mainly sunny, hot, humid, and breezy tomorrow with a high of 95, winds south-southwest 12 to 22 and gusty, clear tomorrow night and uncomfortable with high humidity, low 75, and clouds gradually building in on Monday. Still hot and humid, showers and storms developing later in the afternoon, high 91. Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny. The winds are out of the east, northeast at 7 miles per hour, and it's 86 degrees with a heat index of 96.
WRCO 100.9.
I'm eating right and I'm living good, doing everything I said I would. I just got tired of that same old job, tired of fighting that freeway mob. I bet you never thought I'd really go. I'd never get as far as Mexico.
But I've even learned to speak the language some. Down on the beach drinking coke and rum. You wouldn't know me with this golden glow. Soaking sun in Mexico.
Got you, I got Mexico. I'm eating right.
got you, I got Mexico.
Swung open to the world out there. Social feeds, likes on a screen she can't compare. Then it got complicated. That girl, she started hating. Things that made her beautiful started changing who she was. Just to be loved, just to be loved, just to be loved. Don't be somebody else to be loved. Just to be loved, just to be
LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
He said goodbye from the edge of the porch, like she'd been some casual friend. He said, "You're better off without me. I'm not what you need," like her mama had said about him. He started the car, pulled out of the drive, didn't waste any time looking back. She watched him go, thinking even a stranger would show more compassion than that. She could have cried, but she didn't have time. She had a baby to feed, a pink blanket to find, to rock their little one to sleep. She could have laid in bed for hours, given misery the power, but she didn't have time. She got a job, 'cause she had a promise to keep. Her day was a factory, and evening survival, and night was exhaustion and sleep. Sometimes she felt life was passing her by, and watching was all she could do. Her friends said, you gotta get out of the house, and maybe you'll meet someone new. She could have tried, but she didn't have time. Old to feed. She had ballet class, piano lessons, and T-bone in a league. She could have laid her wake for hours, given lonely nights the power, but she didn't have time. Not time, where would she find the time to trust a man again? Not time for that flat tire, a crowded parking lot. She's handsome when he asked, do you have kids? She could have lied, but she didn't have time. All she said was, she's fine. He said, I saw the car seat. I love kids. Does she have your eyes? And they sat and talked for hours, giving destiny its power. She could have been afraid to fall in love that night, but she didn't have time. She could have been afraid to fall in love that night, but she didn't have time.
That was Terry Clark with She Didn't Have Time on Country and Community. Tim Thiede here. I'll be here till the top of the hour bringing you some great music and information. I'll be with you with the community calendar at 11:30 as well. And hope your Saturday is a good one. Hope you're staying cool. 11:13 is our time. And we do have that heat advisory from noon today through 9 p.m. tomorrow. So that's for the entire WRCL listening area. Heat indexes could reach near 105 during the afternoon and near 80 at night. So be sure to keep yourself cool. Keep yourself hydrated. Wear the sunscreen if you're out and about today. It won't take long for that skin to burn if you're out too long without sunscreen. So be sure to wear that. Check on those around you, whether they be elderly, disabled, you know, your family, friends, parents, you know, whoever, make sure you check on them. Make sure your pets stay nice and cool today as well. Just to let you know what's going on right now, our temperature under mostly sunny skies is 87 degrees with a heat index of 98. It did pop up to about 99 moments ago, but it's back down to 98. But it's that, of course, that's going to rise throughout the afternoon. And as you know, afternoon temperatures get a lot hotter and warmer than compared to the morning temperatures, but that's according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. And just to let you know, we got some great programming coming up after the news at noon today. We'll have our Retro Saturday, our Retro Weekend kicking off for the Saturday's entertainment. It'll be Saturdays with Simo at 12:30 with Chris Simonson as your host. He'll be bringing you some great classic music. Then after the evening news at 5, Backtracking starts at 5:30 with your host, Phil Nee. And Phil will be bringing you the always popular and always fun Those Were the Days. Be sure to call in, answer trivia questions, or make your requests, and Phil will be happy to do that for you as well. So be sure to listen to that as well. And that's on from 6 until midnight. All programs are right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Also, Brewer baseball today. The Brewers are playing game 2 of a 3-game series. And first pitch for that contest will be at 1:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 12:35.
This is the big one. The summer savings event you've been waiting for is on now at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Save hundreds on your new appliances or televisions. Shop early for the best selection. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join the growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, to apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
Need it, but don't need to own it? Rent it at McFarland's in Sauk City. Everything to help make your party or project a success. Tables, tents, tablecloths, treat machines, and more. Rug cleaners, floor sanders, tile cutters, and chainsaws. McFarland's is your one-stop project center for DIY home renovators. It's all here under one roof. McFarland's, your complete and replete, I repeat, rental center. One block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. My husband and I moved to the area 4 years ago and began looking for a church. Willow Valley was one of the friendliest churches that we encountered, and we decided to make it our church home. After some time there, we came to realize that many of the members were related to each other. Although we were not even from Wisconsin, this church made us feel like family. If you are looking for a church where you can be welcome like family, come check us out at Willow Valley in beautiful downtown Ithaca. I hope to see you there.
If you have summer plans, then make Macy's Summer Style Sale your first stop. That's because you'll find amazing deals on exactly what you need to make any summer occasion feel like a getaway. Whether you're headed to the beach or your friend's backyard, we're talking matching sets, airy linen, swimsuits, cover-ups, and so much more for 25 to 50% off. Yeah, up to half off. So no matter where you're going, head to the Summer Style Sale going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Join us for Home Talent Baseball all season long from WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app. Sunday's featured broadcast will be heard live from Dodgeville's Centennial Park as the Muscadet Mudcats travel to take on the Dodgeville Knights. Pregame time 12:45, first pitch time 1 o'clock, Sunday afternoon. It's Home Talent Baseball from WRCO Radio Sports.
WRCO.
When you're young, they tell you go out and have fun. They tell you don't worry about no one. It's easier said than done. Just to say they've done it. Girls like me don't fit in. When you're 17, you're not supposed to care about anything. Go sneak out, get with a guy your friends all warned you about. When you're 17, you're supposed to fall in love and just it won't matter in the long run.
other arms reach out for me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see that a road leads back to you. Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
That was Doug Stone with a Ray Charles classic, Georgia on My Mind. Very good remake of that song. Our time right now is 11:30, 88 degrees according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. And yes, on the heat index, we have officially hit 100 degrees. So be very careful, folks. We're already at 100 degrees, so it's only going to get hotter as we get through the day. So try to keep yourself hydrated, stay cool, check on those around you, wear plenty of sunscreen. Please be very, very cautious. Like I said, we hit 100 degrees on the heat index, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. Now it's time for today's community calendar, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
And here's your community calendar on this Saturday, June 21st. The Okooch Mountain Humane Society's Happy Trails Dog Walk that was scheduled for today until 2 has been postponed. That'll be held next Saturday, and that's due to the heat advisory. The International Crane Foundation in Baraboo will host an evening with the cranes tonight beginning at 4. Enjoy beverages and food while you meet local and regional staff and, of course, cranes. Tickets are $10 for members, or I'm sorry, $100 for members and $120 for non-members, and can be purchased at savingcranes.org. Click on the Lean tab and then Events. The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce will be hosting the 4th annual Taste of the Hills at Kroska Park. That'll be tonight from 4 until 9. Live music starting with Shalene Grunwald and closing out with local favorite Three Souls. A variety of food and drinks will be available on the grounds. No admission and no carry-ins. Bring your own or bring your lawn chair if you wish. And for tomorrow, the 44th annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast will be held from 7 till 12:30 at the Hillsboro Fireman's Park. The event will include entertainment, ag awareness activities, and vendors. The requested donation for the breakfast is $10 for adults and $3 for children 10 and under. The Highland Historical Society will be holding a farmer's market that will be Saturdays through October from 8 until 11 at the old high school building in Highland. Produce and various other items will be available for purchase. Richland Center Free Methodist Church will host a concert of worship featuring Katie Maples and Allie Crummie tomorrow at 10:30. The service will feature light acoustic rock and some of their own original compositions. If you can't make it tomorrow morning, a lawn concert will be held at the church at 5. All are welcome. Bring your lawn chair. A love offering will be held at both events for their expenses. For more information, call the church at 608-647-4141. The Pine Valley Foundation will be hosting its annual drive-thru and dine-in chicken barbecue tomorrow from 11 to 1 or until sold out at Pine Valley Community Village. The chicken meal is $14 and the children's hot dog meal is $5. Monty Burger will be performing at 1. Although the signs say the road is closed, it is open to Pine Valley. The Buena Vista Lions Club will host a car cruise tomorrow from 1 to 4 at Buena Vista Bicentennial Park in Gotham. Concessions will be available for purchase. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board is sponsoring a series of canoe outings on the Wisconsin River through July. The large Voyager replica canoes commissioned by the state of Wisconsin in conjunction with the Sesquicentennial in 1998 are used for the trips that explore different segments of the river. Trips are scheduled for Monday from 9 to 2 from Spring Green to Lone Rock, Tuesday from 9 to 2 from Port Andrew to Boscobel, and Wednesday from 9 to 1 from Muscadet to Port Andrew. Additional trips will be held Monday and Tuesday, June 30th and July 1st, and Thursday, July 3rd at various times and locations. To make a reservation or to ask questions about canoe trips, contact the Riverway Board office Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 at 608-739-3188 or by emailing marcia.curtis@wi.gov. Additional information may be found on the Riverway Board website or Facebook page. Seating is limited to 14 people for each excursion and reservations are required. The Deke Slayton Space and Bicycle Museum in Sparta will host Junior Space Week for students going into third and fourth grades on June 23rd through the 27th from 1 to 5. More information or to register, go to DekeSlaytonMuseum.org. A Red Cross blood drive will be held on Monday from 1 to 6 at Holy Family Catholic Church in Laval. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or going online to redcrossblood.org. The Highland Mobile Food Pantry will be held on Monday at 726 Main Street. This will be a drive-through pantry starting at 4 with no registration. Social distancing will be practiced. Please clear your trunks for space for your groceries. The Kickapoo Area Food Pantry will be held at the Viola Municipal Building on Monday from 4 to 6. Sign in at the building and volunteers will load your vehicles. For more information, call 608-627-1910. Good Shepherd Church in Viroqua offers a free community meal the fourth Monday of each month from 5 to 6:30. All are welcome. And Beulah Wesleyan Church in Gillingham will host Vacation Bible School on Monday through Friday from 6:30 to 8 each evening. The theme for this week is Stories Jesus Told. Children ages 5 to 12 are welcome. Younger children may attend with a parent or guardian. For more information, call Lola at 608-963-0328.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Get hungry, Richland Center. The Pine Valley Foundation invites you to the Pine Valley Chicken Barbecue Sunday, June 22nd at 25951 Circle View Lane, starting at 11 until gone. For just $14, enjoy a delicious half-chicken dinner with all the fixings and pie. Kids' meals are just $5. Dine-in or drive-through on County Road O. There's also a silent auction with great items like a handmade quilt, Packers gear, gift baskets, and more. Plus, live music from Monty Burger at 1 under the gazebo. Questions? Call 608-649-1728 or Mo at 608-780-5735. Don't miss it.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI. At MWT.net.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah! It feels like a massive fireworks display just for me!
Uh-huh! And the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back, going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop. Crank it up! RC Thunderfest is bringing the music to Kroska Park in Richland Center on Saturday, June 28th. The live music stage kicks off at noon with Kelly Long, followed by the Jammers, Annie and the Crush, Three Souls Band, Omega Project, and High Mileage at 8 p.m. From country to rock to everything in between, this lineup is built for summer. Plus, enjoy delicious food, kids' entertainment, a magician, pedal poles, bounce houses, and more. And it all ends with fireworks at dusk. Free admission, live music, local pride. RC Thunderfest, June 28th at Kroska Park. Let's make some noise. Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee. I'll be here to kick out the jam Saturday night with Those Were the Days. We'll be blowing out the speakers with all kinds of hits from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. And we'll stop and park for a time in 1972 summertime.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you soon.
For the Days is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, A&W of Boscobel, Inspired Innovation Salon, Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Vitesnik Power Sports, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Join us for the fun Saturday night with all kind of rock and roll and trivia, too, right here on WRCO-FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app.
100.9 WRCO. Shine, drink a little wine. Ease up, come back for more. fine, fine elderberry wine. Found myself on the floor.
She said,
shine, shine, drink a little wine. Ease up, come back for more. Fine, fine elderberry wine. Found myself on the floor.
Feel it in your heart. Take new time to start.
Yeah. WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
You just heard from Jason Charles Miller with The Way You Still Want Me. And coming up here shortly at the top of the hour, we will have ABC News. And following that will be the News at Noon with Joanne Krulotz. Joanne will have local news, vital statistics for you. And Tony Schumacher will have an update on that hot weather forecast. And remember, we do have had heat advisory out from noon today and until 9 tomorrow night for the entire area, because heat indexes should hit probably around 105 today and hold near 80 at night. In case you're curious, right now it is partly cloudy, and according to the Wirtz Florin Home thermometer, 87 degrees. Our heat index has dropped from 100 down to a 98, though, but it's still a hot one out there, so stay cool, everyone.
4th of July savings are here at the Home Depot with up to 40% off, plus up to an extra $600 off select appliances with free delivery like GE Profile. Simplify your routine with GE Profile appliances, from refrigerators with autofill pitchers and multiple dispensing options to all-in-one washer-dryer combos that can wash and dry a full load in under 2 hours. Shop 4th of July savings on top-brand appliances now at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Offer valid June 18th through July 9th. U.S. only. See store online for details.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await. Start your Sunday right at the 44th Annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast. Join the fun Sunday, June 22nd from 7 until 12:30 at the Hillsboro Fireman's Park on Highway 33. For just a $10 requested donation for adults and $3 for kids under 10, enjoy a hearty breakfast featuring scrambled eggs, pancakes, sausage, homemade desserts, cheese, donuts, milk, coffee, and orange juice. There's something for the whole family. Live entertainment with a little German band and Warner Creek Bluegrass, extravaganza petting zoo, farm safety, kids activities, a crafts and flea market, farmers market, plus local royalty and sweet treats from Hillsboro FFA and 4-H, and a Hillsboro equipment display. It's a celebration of agriculture, community, and good old-fashioned fun. Brought to you by the Hillsboro Lions Club. We'll see you there, rain or shine, Sunday, June 22nd, for the 44th Annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast.
Meyer Oil and LP, your hometown heroes, delivering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane. Call 608-524-3914 for all your fuel needs.
There was a long black Cadillac with a trail of flash is blinking. So I stop at the quick sack, and while they pass by, I got to thinking, don't put off forgiving and living for one of these days. 'Cause life ain't just something that can wait. So call your mama, kiss your babies, pick the ones from roadside daisies, drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just some money. Needs a little fixing. As much as I'd like to hold back getting any older, this old world ain't gonna stall spinning any slower. So call your mama, kiss your baby, stick the ones from roadside daisies, drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just some money. Is drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just some money.
That was Justin Moore with Time's Ticking. And yes, time is ticking, so it's time for me to wrap things up and call it a day. And I want to thank you for making WRCO a part of your day. And I'll be back again tomorrow with some great music from 10 until 6. Also, we'll have Home Talent League baseball tomorrow. And main thing to stay cool, everyone. It's the right now our heat index was back up to 100 degrees. So be sure to stay cool and stay hydrated. And that's the main thing. All right, taking us up to news time, we have Rowdy with Gretchen Wilson. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great day. Stay cool, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And the main thing is to stay safe.
They say man who lost track in the same place twice, but let me get behind this guitar. You better run for cover, 'cause I'm bringing the thunder from underneath the radar. Bye.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. As Israel and Iran enter their second week of fighting, Israel says it intercepted 40 drones overnight. Iran says at least 400 people in the country have been killed in Israeli strikes. Where does the U.S. stand? ABC's Rachel Scott has more.
As President Trump decides whether the U.S. will take direct action on Iran, the president clearly showing he does not agree with his Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, who said in recent weeks the intelligence community has no evidence Iran is building a nuclear weapon at this point.
She's wrong.
A source familiar saying in the room, Gabbard argued that Tehran is not close to building a bomb, reaffirming her Capitol Hill testimony just months ago.
Tens of millions of Americans set to be affected by severe heat. There are extreme heat warnings for Chicago, St. Louis, and Milwaukee today. Eight people were killed when a